Severn, Maryland.
Beautifully listening on Live 105?
Yeah.
In Baltimore, good. Yep. In Charm City. Okay, we're going to be calling.
I don't listen to Dukes, though.
Good for you.
Good
man. A turd. I hope he shut his mouth today.
Exactly.
Good. Big mouth. Let him be a big man on the internet. Mike, your mom. How old is your mom?
Let's see. I guess, I don't know, 63, 64.
Okay, so would you like to play Guess the Oopsie or Guess the Poopsie with your mom?
Oopsie.
Oopsie.
The Oopsie. She knows me by Tracy.
What's her name?
Kathleen.
Okay, and she knows you by Tracy, but your name is Mike?
I go by Mike to stay anonymous, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, you're not anonymous anymore, though, if you just told us your name is Tracy.
Oh, I know. I got you.
Mike, you think we should throw this guy back?
Eject.
Okay. Sorry, everybody's crap detector was going off there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always that guy's like, yeah, she does. I prearranged it with her.
Let's go to this guy. Hello, Josh.
Josh!
Hi, Josh. Welcome to the show. Where are you from, my friend?
Hey, man. From Ocean City, Maryland.
Right on 96 Rock.
No doubt.
Love Ocean City. Love Ocean City, Maryland. Really
good. How you doing, Josh?
All right, buddy.
Josh, who are we going to be calling? Your mom, your grandma, who are we calling?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom, and what's your mom's first name?
Joyce.
Okay, and how old is your mom, do you know?
She's 49.
49. So you want to play Guess the Oopsie or Guess the Poopsie?
Guess the Poopsie.
Now with Guess the Poopsie, you must get it within 1 hour either way, assuming that it happened today.
Yeah.
So, but while Rob gets your mom on the phone, which is going to be delightful.
Yes, this will be wonderful because he's going to explain the game
to your mom.
Are we ready to have Josh hazard a guess as to when Guess the Poopsie and let us know what is the hour, hopefully today, that you think your mom had Poopsie?
Hold on, what, Robbie?
Three rings.
Okay, you want me to guess it now?
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
I will say 6 a.m.
Okay, so that means we got a window between 5 and 7.
Yeah, she's a morning Poopsie, you know.
Okay.
Five rings. I think a good guess might be 4:50 Eastern.
Sorry about that, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
All right, thank you for the call.
Bye, Josh.
See you later,
bye.
Josh.
Bye. He's playing the game honestly.
Try this guy, Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Washington.
Beautiful. Anthony, what's your mom's name?
Her name is Mary.
Mary. Okay, now.
Oh, that's my mom's name, too.
How old is Mary?
52.
52.
Guys are so bad about that, aren't we? We're so bad with our mother's birthday.
You can't bust balls on that, though, because nobody remembers.
I'm terrible. I really am.
Do you want to play Guess the Oopsie or Guess the Poopsie?
I'll say Poopsie.
Poopsie.
Poopsie, okay. What time do you think Mary went Poopsie?
It's around noon. Around 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. today.
2 p.m. today.
All right, so we'll give you between 1 and 3. If your mom says she had Poopsie between 1
and like
3.
Kind of like a dog.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hold on.
Let's hear the Mary. Part. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike radio show, and we're playing a game with your son, Anthony.
This is a good game.
Put your voice on the air. Okay, we'll put you on the air. Hang on.
I thought Rob was going to explain it.
I think if it was Oopsie, I think we're going to have...
It should be pretty easy.
Right, explain it. With the Poopsie, I think we can
handle it. Self-explanatory.
Hold on there, Anthony. Hold on. Okay. We'll get your mom on the phone here.
Yeah, that's right. Rob, slide out of that one.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi there, Mary. This is Don and Mike. You're on the radio. We want you to know that we have your son, Anthony, on the phone. Anthony.
Say hi to Mom, Anthony.
Hello.
Hi. All right, now, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold for a second, dude.
Okay,
hold on, sir. Your son has a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
We're playing a game called Guess the Oopsie or Guess the Poopsie, and it used to be called Guess the Whoopsie. So the question...
Guess the Whoopie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
What did I say?
Whoopsie.
But that doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't matter. The game now is Oopsie or Poopsie.
And actually it's Poopsie.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. I bet we could guess the Oopsie with that other child.
Anyway, your son guessed the last time that you had a Poopsie. And I don't mean Poopsie Cola, you know what
right.
I mean, a Poopsie.
He gave us the time. If you can match the time within an hour, you will win a trip to Las Vegas for your son.
So the question is, when's the last time that you had the nice Poopsie?
Today.
What time today?
Around 2:30 or so.
Around 2:30.
Winner. within the hour.
That's amazing.
Congratulations, Mary.
That's a big
really?
Winner. Yes, Mary.
Wow.
Really.
We win.
How was it, Mary?
It was great.
Yeah. It was great.
They usually, that's good.
Well, your son has won a trip to Las Vegas.
Wow.
From Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike show. Now, he only won a trip for two. If he had played the Oopsie, it would have been for four.
Ooh.
Yeah, Oopsie is basically the Poopsie game, only it's accidental. It's not planned.
Okay.
And now, as Paul Simon would sing, here's the mother and child reunion. There you go, Anthony.
Hello.
How about that? Now, you nailed it with your mom. Anthony guessed 2 o'clock, Mary.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty terrific,
wow.
Anthony. You're pretty familiar with your mom's schedule?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Anthony told us that you had a nice, hearty lunch, and, yeah, well, he nailed it. What did you have for lunch?
Oh, today we had, what did we have today? I think we had burrito today.
Oh, burrito.
Yeah. That would break for Anthony.
That would explain it. Listen, Mary, we would love to send you a prize if you hold on a second. The Jeopardy prize pack.
Okay.
With the DVDs, CDs, and the Jeopardy board game. Watch Jeopardy every night on ABC 7. And Anthony, you're on your way to Las Vegas, my friend.
Well, thanks a lot.
Have a great trip, courtesy of Independence Air. Fly Eye, get your Happy Bags game tag today. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
All right.
Okay, and that's how you play Guess the Poopsie.
Oh, fantastic.
Today it was 2:30. It was burritos.
Yes, it was great. Guess the Poopsie.
Thank you, Mary. Maybe next time, guess the Oopsie.
You never know. Hey, someday we'll get lucky.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. Hold
sure,
on.
Thanks.
Mary, very nice talking to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second,
okay.
Please.
She's a regular gal.
How about that? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also, in
got the dirt.
This big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK. I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-Shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-Shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter? We're out of time. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because... we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right.
That's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
You liar.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're invited us back.
Now, that's why you don't see us on TV a lot.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are always ready to believe you. Right, Judge Melville?
Any trouble starts around this jail. Before anybody can get to you, you're going to get accidentally shot.
There he is.
Thank you, Judge.
No fake breaths. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Go on back to the bottle. Get drunk.
All right.
Say so, Judge.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
Okay. Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. That was a quick fade.
Abrupt.
Hello.
Don? Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm calling to figure out what's going on in Buffalo here. We're all...
Yeah, we get the joke, my friend.
Yeah, we really had nothing to do with it, and we're very disappointed about it.
However, if you please go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, the good news is Infinity will have the show up and streaming, and we heard from President Hughes there'll be no charge for it.
Yes.
Like within the week, or what's today, Thursday? Probably next week.
Next week you should have it on there. It's very exciting.
On the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to get it on the Internet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you get the internet in Buffalo?
Yeah. How much is it going to be, you're saying?
Free.
Free, huh?
You afford that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to get home and get right on that.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the support.
Starting out.
Great.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Still talking about us in Baltimore. I'm sorry, Buffalo.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I was wondering if you guys would resurrect that old game you used to play where you'd have people go into public places and shout stuff.
Yeah, except a lot of the names are hard to get away with now.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying, Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Like the people that sit upstairs on the dumb button.
Yes, Mr. McCracken.
They're very hip to that. Okay, Major Woody?
You get
what I'm saying?
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mr. Rection.
Okay. You. Okay, you. Right.
Oh, it was fun.
And don't forget that chick I used to date, Dixie.
Oh, yeah.
Enormous. Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes, what did I do now?
No, you didn't do anything.
All right.
This is where I'm going to have to. I hate doing this. I've transferred my allegiance from Adam Sandler to Will Ferrell.
Yes.
God. That I think I'm growing and maturing, not only as a man, as a lover, as a performer.
What I like about this, though, is that your trysts, your little flings, your dalliances with these boys, with these film boys, don't last that long. The longest one hurt you in the end. That, of course, was Steve Martin. He burned you in the very end.
Yes.
And now I know that you don't stick with them too long. So I know this Will Ferrell thing will pass.
Yes. When it comes to the funny men, yes, I'm not loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I am going to see the Will Ferrell movie this weekend.
Let us know.
I will see it by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
No member of my family will go with me to see it.
How long has it been out? This is its third week, right?
No, it's been out 1 week, Mike.
1 week. Okay, just 1 week. Second week.
Seems like three.
I will be interested to know how many people are in the theater.
Well, I'm glad it's up against Star Wars.
It's going to make it easier for you.
because I don't.
Why don't you go see a great movie, Crash? You love Matt Dillon.
You know,
Matt Dillon, you'll enjoy Crash.
My wife wanted me to go see Crash. I've read all the stuff about Crash.
You'll enjoy Crash.
I understand that it's a movie about relationships and what happens with one person.
It is.
Affects another person.
It's a little Pulp Fiction-like.
Okay, you know what I want? What I want at the movies? I want to see Will Ferrell get the beach ball between the legs. And I want to see him fall down. I want to see him wear the tiger suit.
Yeah, but you like a good drama once in a while.
I will do that experience when it's pay per view.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but I know that Crash is a movie you would dig. You would like that movie.
But let me just give you what you want to hear. I'm sick of Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I love Will Ferrell now. I'm sick of Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler wrote "Hi Everyone." When he put his handprints and shoe prints